sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
May the peace of God and may the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with every one of you.
但愿神的平安和圣灵的安慰与每一位同在。
You know, when I'm preparing today's message, I feel I'm so inadequate and underprepared.
当我在预备今天信息的时候，我觉得我是这样的不够，没有预备好。
This morning when I opened the bulletin board and I see, oh, today is about a woo. That's great. I don't have to share today.
早上节目单打错了，打了我的名字。
I can translate for him.
还是我为他翻译。
It's okay if the Holy Spirit want to do that. I'm willing to surrender.
如果圣灵有感动的话，我们都愿意降服。
Or if I cannot continue, please, Brother Wu, you continue for me.
如果我不能够接下去的话，请能够接下去的接下去。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we come before you, we are merely as sinners.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们不过是罪人。
Lord, we come because your mercy and your love.
我们来到你面前是因为你的怜悯和你的慈爱。
Lord, we want to say today we want to hear your voice.
我们说今天我们愿意听你的声音。
Not the human's voice.
不是人的声音。
May your Holy Spirit outpour to each one of us.
愿你的圣灵浇灌在每一个人的身上。
May whoever has ears will hear your voice.
是凡有耳朵都能够听见你的声音。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be received.
愿你的名
to each one of the heart.
被每一个人来接受。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We like festival.
我们很喜欢节期。
And festival, probably we have a lot of celebrations.
节期我们就有许多的庆祝。
Same as the Jewish people.
犹太人也是如此。
And they like to have a festivals.
他们很喜欢过节。
And this has been appointed by God in the commandment.
那在神的诫命中有这样定规。
Through Moses, they know they have so many festivals during the year.
借着摩西给了他们一年当中有好几个节期。
And actually, every single festival, they have their own special meaning behind it.
那其实每一个节期背后都有它的意义。
And we not just merely get together and to eat and drink.
我们不只是聚在一起吃喝。
And there's a, it's just a shadow.
那些都是影儿。
Actually, there is a reality will come.
在这里面有一个实际，那真实的要来。
Just like you see the shadow of one table.
就像你看见这个桌子有影子。
He said, well, there's a, possibly is a kind of square, item there.
也许好像是方方的形状。
And some shadow has a lot more, the gray and the other one probably darker.
有一些地方是灰的，有一些地方更黑。
But until you see the table, you cannot describe what exactly the table is.
但是除非你看见真正的桌子，你还不大能够说出桌子是什么样子。
Let me start with a story.
我告诉你们个故事。
I have quite an experience this weekend.
这个周末我有一点经历。
Friday, I received a phone call.
礼拜五我收到一个电话。
And this is from the school I involved.
这是我参与的一个学校打来。
And this, I would say, just said the vice chairman. And he called me and said, well, tonight, we're going to have some kind of gathering.
那个副校长打电话来说，我们今天晚上有个聚集。
And you're going to meet your new student in the coming fall.
你会遇见这个秋季的学生。
And with your parents.
和他们的父母。
And would you like to come?
你愿意来吗？
And of course I said, well, if I'm going to teach the class, of course I need to go.
那我说，当然我如果要教的话，我就愿意去。
And I said, where to go?
那我说，去哪里呢？
And he said, we'll be at Smithville Lake.
他说，我们会在 Smithville 湖那里。
I said, okay, that's wonderful, it's a picnic.
说很好,
and he said, your ticket already are purchased.
他说你的票已经买了.
Well, picnic need a ticket.
说难道野餐还要票?
And he said, well, if you want to know detail, there's a lady's name you can call.
如果你要知道细节的话, okay,
I called a lady, and lady told me this is a one-way festival.
那我打趣这个女士就告诉我说,
one-way festival, something I heard about it.
So, 我听过这个。
Yeah. And that's from JLKC about this festival.
电台，基督教电台，自从电台这个电台里面听到。
And as I understand, this is the Christian rock music festival.
那这是一个基督教摇滚乐的节气。
And how can I go to that kind of rock music?
那我是很难去这种摇滚乐的音乐会。
But I already promised I'll be there.
但是我已经答应说我要去。
So I say, well, anyone want to go with me? I ask my family.
我就问我家人说有没有人要跟我一起去。
And nobody can go with me.
没有人要。
So okay, I just go by myself.
我只好一个人去。
I'll find out what's the rock music.
我要看看到底这个摇滚乐是什么。
So I went to the Smithfield Lake.
我就去了Smithfield湖。
I find out this is a whole week long of music festival.
我才发现那是整周的一个节气。
So I went to the parking place. Wow, there are so many cars already there.
我到停车场许多的车。
And I say, what time the music will start?
我就说这个音是什么样的音乐开始呢？
I think I'm asking something totally probably the outside person asking.
我是好像完全是一个局外人。
Because the music lasts the whole day long. You just go there and enjoy it any time you want. You can go 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning. Always there's a band playing the music.
因为整天那个乐队都在演奏, 你下午4点去, 早上10点去, 整天那个音乐都在。
Okay, so I pulled the car in and I walked to the front door booth to get my tickets.
我停了车, 我就进到, 门口, 拿我的票。
And ticket is surprisingly high, it's $25.
票价是25块, 我很惊讶。
And somebody already paid for me, so I just bring the ticket.
那因为别人已经买了, 所以我就拿了票。
And they gave me the wristband so I can get into a rock music the concert.
他们给我一个戴在手上的记号, 我就可以进去。
And the band say Friday night only.
那个记号说只是礼拜五晚上。
Wow, so if I want to stay the whole day, that would be $75.
所以就是说, 如果你早上, 下午, 晚上都去的话, 就是75块。
So I walk in and I saw the booth for this school and they have a display.
我看他们好像有一个亭子, 那个学校有一个亭子, 在那里有展览。
And they start to explain to me, and this is the festival for a Christian rock music.
他们就告诉我说, 这是为一个基督教的摇滚乐的一个节气。
About 300 meter away, or about 100 yards, 150 yards away, there's a huge stage.
大概150尺之外有一个大的平台。
And of course, it's a canopy with all the equipment there.
所有的乐器都，所有的仪器都在那里。
And after we had something to eat, they told me there are three stages just like this.
我吃完以后，他们告诉我其实有三个这样的平台。
And I met the students and the parents.
我碰到了学生，也碰到他们的父母。
It's very difficult for me to talk to somebody.
我跟他们讲话不容易。
I need to go real close to their ear, say, "My name is Robert."
我要在他们耳朵边上喊说我的名字是 Robert.
And what's your name?
你的名字是什么?
Because the music is so loud.
因为音乐太大声了。
Well, after all that greetings, we don't have much to say.
那我们彼此问好以后，好像没办法说话了。
And the whole group, they said they want to go to the front.
那我们那一组就说要到前面去，要靠近那个台。
Okay, I just walk with them to the front. I feel like I probably need to have an ear plug to put in my ear. And I walk to Chris that row, and Uncle John Lewis that row.
我大概就走得这么近,
and I watch everybody's. I watch everybody's reaction.
我就看周围的人,
somebody raise your hand.
那有的在举手,
and somebody are clapping.
有的在拍手,
and somebody are jumping.
有的在跳,
and I look at the stage. Wow, they have this side probably have 20 speakers hanging there, and this side has another 20 speakers.
我抬头看那个舞台，这边大概有二十个喇叭，那边有二十个喇叭。
And you don't count, and also there is a big woofer or bass on the stage.
在正中有一个大的低音喇叭。
When they turn to the loudest, I feel like I was under the sound wave.
当他们把音量开到最大的时候，我觉得我就在音波里面。
And all my muscle got massaged.
我的肌肉都是被按摩。
And I hardly understand what they are singing.
我不知道他们在唱什么。
And everybody was so, I don't know, are they Holy Spirit filled or are they music filled? I can't tell.
我不知道他们是被灵充满还是被音乐充满。
And one music over and everybody just clap and yell and so loud.
那歌一曲结束以后, 很多人就在那里跳啊, 在那里拍啊。
And I said, well, maybe I'm over the hill. I cannot enjoy this.
So 我已经到头了。
So I talked to the another person. I said, well, I need to go to the back.
我跟另外人说我要到后面去。
I feel like if I don't leave right away, my message will be all shaken out. Sunday, I don't have anything to say.
我想我再不走的话, 我礼拜天信息通通都没有了。
And this is quite a experience to me.
这对我是个很
When I walk far away, I turn around. There are still so many young people. They are getting in front of that stage, and they're still yelling and waving.
我走远了，回头看，还有很多年轻人在那里，他们在摇啊，在跳啊，在拍啊。
I don't want to say this is right or wrong.
我不想说这是对是错。
But that's my experience.
但是那是我的经验。
And let's look at the festival in the Old Testament scene.
我们来看一看旧约里面的节期。
When Israelites people they came out of Egypt,
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候,
they crossed the Red Sea.
他们过了红海,
and eventually they came to the Mount Sinai.
最终他们来到西乃山,
and of course we know about this story. Moses went up to the mountain.
我们知道摩西上了山,
and of course the mountain has a great thunder and the fires and all the rocks are moving.
那山上我们就知道有闪电有雷声，那些石头都震动。
And that reminds me, probably that's just like a rock music.
我就在想是不是跟我去那个摇滚乐的音乐会一样。
But we know at that time the commandment was given to the people of Israel.
当时神的诫命就传给了以色列人。
And Moses is already 80 years old. He needs to climb up there and under that big thunder and to receive this command.
摩西呢是已经过了80岁, 他爬山上去接受律法。
And later on, one of the festivals the Lord appointed them wanting to celebrate each year.
后来神就定了有一个节期是他们每一年要守的。
And this is one of the festival. I won't cover. There are so many festivals. Probably at least there are 7 major festivals.
当时有许多节期，有7个大的。
And last week, Pastor Fan already mentioned about the first fruits.
上个主日，冯牧师提到初熟的果子。
And actually, there is a festival. It's called the Day of First Fruits.
那的确有一个节期叫做初熟节。
But right after that is going to be the day of Pentecost.
在那之后就是五旬节。
And Pentecost, if you know the word meaning, Pentecost means 50.
五旬意思就是50。
And this is the day the Lord wanted to celebrate.
这是神要他们庆祝的一天。
And this is during the month of May or June.
这是在五六月间。
It depends on how their calendar fold into.
那是看他们的日历是怎么算。
And during that this period of time, and what are they doing? Let's read somewhere this, in the Bible so that we know what they are celebrating.
我们来读一点圣经，就知道他们怎样庆祝。
And let's read Leviticus.
我们看利未记。
Chapter 23,
23章,
verse 15 through 21.
15到21节.
So we would understand a little bit more what kind of things they need to do during the festival.
我们读一读就知道他们是怎么过的。
And this is also called Feast of Weeks.
这也可以说是麦节。
And I think in Chinese somewhere says 七七节,
七七节.
Okay.Alright, I will read from verse 15 through 21.
我读十五到二十一节。
From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheep of the wave offering, count of 7 full weeks, count of 50 days up to the day of the seventh Sabbath, and then present the offering of new grain to the Lord from wherever you live, bring 2 loaves.Made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.Then sacrifice made male goat for the sin offering and 2 lambs each a year old for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. On that same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come, wherever you live.
读一下中文，第十五节，你们要从安息日的次日，献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了7个安息日。到第7个安息日的次日，共计50天，又要将新素祭献给耶和华。要从你们的住处取出细面依法十分之二。加酵烤成2个摇祭的饼，当作出熟之物献给耶和华。又要将1岁没有残疾的羊羔7只，公牛犊1只，公绵羊2只，和饼一同奉上。这些与同献的素祭和奠祭，要作为燔祭献给耶和华，就是做馨香的火祭献给耶和华。你们要献1只公山羊为赎罪祭，两只1岁的公绵羊羔为平安祭。祭司要把这些和出熟麦子做的饼一同做摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，这是献于耶和华为圣物，归给祭司的。当这日你们要宣告圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。
It sounds like there are so many things they need to do.
好像他们要做许多事。
And something probably we don't understand their background, so we are not fully comprehend what they are doing.
有一些我们不知道背景，我们可能一下很难明白。
But surely this is the day the Lord appointed one them to do.
但的确这是神指定的一天。
There are a few items, just like the shadow, we need to pay attention.
我们愿意提起其中几件，这些都是影儿。
The first one is called a grain of wheat.
第一个就是麦粒。
In fact, at that time, the grain, especially the wheat, just harvest.
当时这个麦子刚刚成熟。
So this is the first fruit of wheat.
这是麦子的初熟之果。
Barley already harvested. Barley,
小麦。
大麦
刚刚成熟。
And then now it's the wheat, just harvested.
现在是麦子。
Do you remember what's the significance of this grain of wheat?
你们记不记得这一个麦粒有什么重要？
We just mentioned about Old Testament, they are the shadow of New Testament.
我们说过旧约乃是新约的影儿。
So when we look at this grain of wheat, what are you thinking about?
当你想到麦粒的时候，你想到的是什么？
Let's turn to John, Gospel John, verse 12.
在约翰福音十二章。
And we'll read verse 23 and 24.
我们念二十三、二十四节。
Okay, I'll read to you. Verse 23. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless the kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only the single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
So here we see this grain of wheat represents is the Messiah or the Christ Jesus himself.
所以这里我们看见麦的籽粒就是表明的是基督。
And here is a shadow, something going to die.
就是表明有一样东西要死。
And actually it's the Christ himself is going to hang on the cross for us.
就是说基督要为我们被挂在十字架上
on behalf of our sins
为了我们的罪
and he's going to hang on the cross
他要被挂在十字架上
but interestingly he said if he doesn't fall to the ground and die it remains only one single seed
而这里说如果他不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒
but if it dies it produces many seeds
若是死了就结出许多子粒来
So right now today we have so many people we become a Christian
所以今天我们有这么多的基督徒
Because he has died on the Calvary
因为他在加利山上死
So this is the first significance of the grain of wheat
这是第一个意义
And let's read the second one
第二个
It mentioned about the fine flour
说到细面
I don't think you can eat wheat grain directly.
我想你没有办法直接吃麦粒。
It's so hard.
很硬。
It needs to a grind.
需要被磨碎。
And it needs to be bitten.
需要被
打。
击打。
击打。And grind to the fine flour.
然后磨成细面。
Probably right now it's so common, so popular, so we don't pay attention where the grain came from.
现在
where's the fine flour came from?
现在这个面粉好像很普遍，我们就不大注意它是怎么来的。
Actually, it goes through a lot of process in order to have a fine flour.
事实上，要经过许多步骤才会成为细面。
We cannot eat directly a grain of wheat.
我们没法不直接吃麦的籽粒。
So we see the wheat will need to be a bitten to be grind into the fine flour.
所以我们看见麦的籽粒要被击打，要被磨碎，才成为细面。
And you say this is the Old Testament, and what's the New Testament means?
那你说这是旧约，那新约的意义在哪里？
Isaiah chapter 28:28.
以赛亚书二十八章。
I'll read to you.
我为你念。
And if you have a Bible, probably you can turn to the 28:28.
你可以翻到二十八章二十八节。
Here it talks about, say, the grain must be grind to make bread, so one does not go on threshing it forever.
做饼的粮食是用磨磨碎，因它不必常打，虽用鹿犊和马打散，却不磨它。
Another place we turn to chapter 52:14.
五十二章十四节。
He said, just as there were many, we were upheld in him.
这样他必洗净许多国民。
His appearance was so disfigured, beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
对不起，十四节，许多人因他惊奇，他的面容比别人憔悴，他的形容比别人枯槁。
In chapter 53:1-6, it says, Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arms of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us was turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on his the iniquity of all of us. Of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章一到六节，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家禽美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So here we see actually the Messiah, he was bitten, was shifted, and he was crushed.
这里我们看见弥赛亚，他被击打，他被筛，他被击碎。
So that he will become just like a fine flower.
他就好像成为细面。
And today we can enjoy him.
今天我们能够享受他。
Just because he gone through all this process.
因为他经过这许多的步。
Actually, it's a suffering.
其实就是受苦。
But today we can gain this new life.
而今天我们能够得着新的生命。
Because he has gone through all this process for us.
因为他经过这些为着我们。
So when the grain become a flower, fine flowers, and what's the next step?
那下一步是什么？
Two loaves with leaven.
那这里就说到，在这里有两个饼。
And very interesting, the Lord has very detailed how to make this bread.
那很有意思的就是神在这里有交代这个饼的细节。
And this time they need to put the leaven inside the bread.
这是他们要在里面加酵。
Actually, nowadays if the people they try to imitate those kind of the measurement when they make the loaf of bread, it's actually very huge.
那如果今天你照着这个做的话，那个两个饼会很大。
And the people really try to do that, and end up is the bread is about 12 inches by 21 inches by 3, so it's quite a big long bread.
如果你照着做的话是12寸，
12寸21寸长，三寸高。
12乘21乘3。
So they need to have two loaves.
他们要两个这样的饼。
And you will say, what does that mean? Why this fine flour need to bake this kind of a big bread?
那你说这是什么意思？为什么要这么做？
From the New Testament, we understand.
从新约我们可以明白。
This gospel is not only for the people of Israel.
这个福音不但为着以色列人。
And today, for those of us we are non-Israelites, today we receive this blessing too.
就是不是以色列人，今天我们同样可以得着这一个。
So Jewish and Gentile believers in Christ, we all receive all this blessing.
所以犹太的信徒和外邦的信徒，我们都接受基督。
And you say why is eleven? Why they want to put the yeast?
为什么要加酵呢？
And when we had the bread every first week of the month, and we had a bread, and this is no yeast at all.
我们每一个主日每一个月第一个主日吃的那个饼是无效的。
And how come this bread, the Lord said, yes, you need to add yeast in there?
那为什么这一个饼是有效的呢?
Actually, both Jewish and Gentile, we all sinners.
无论是犹太人, 外邦人, 我们都是罪人,
but we bring it to the Lord.
但是我们带到神的面前,
and thanks for His precious blood can cleanse us.
感谢主他的宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And this festival, another significant, which is the harvest time.
另一点, 这一个节期是收成的日子。
And if you read it very carefully, you need to pick the best, probably is the first fruit, or maybe it's the best choice.
如果你仔细读的话, 这里说到你要找那个最好的, 最早熟的。
And normally the Israelites, when the farmers or they grow any kind of fruits, they will have a red thread marked before they harvest. They say, this is the best one, I'm going to give it to the Lord.
那犹太人,以色列人,他们在农民在种东西的时候, 在收割之前, 他们会拿红线来标出说, 这个是好的果子, 这个是出熟的果子。
And they are going to bring it to the Lord.
他们要把这一个带到主的面前。
So what's the significance of this?
这个的意义在哪里?
In the New Testament, finally we understand.
新约我们能够明白。
It represents there is something is going to outpour.
我们知道说有一样被交换下来。
And I can just tell you, this is the Holy Spirit.
可以告诉你们这就是圣灵。
Do you remember our brother just let us read the verses in the book of Acts chapter 2?
我们弟兄刚刚带我们读《使徒行传》第二章。
After this Pentecost,
在五旬节后,
the Holy Spirit outpoured to all these 120 disciples or followers.
圣灵浇灌在120个门徒身上。
They can start to speak all different kind of languages.
他们就开始讲起各地的方言。
And even the people, they are amazed. How can they speak our local language?
众人都兴奇, 为什么他们能讲我们本地的话?
Just like today, they probably speak not only Mandarin, they probably speak local Cantonese or Shanghai language, and probably they never learned before or trained before.
就像今天有的人他没有经过学这个话, 但他能够讲广东话, 能够讲上海话。
And we see Apostle Peter, he stood up and he started to speak to all the congregation.
我们就看见使徒彼得就站起来对着众人说话。
And whatever he said, the word is cut into their hearts.
他所说的扎这些人的心。
Before that, it seems that whatever they say, you are just fishermen. Your speaking is it's not acceptable. We are not going to listen.
好像在那以前他说话,不过是一个渔夫在那里说话,人不会听。
But right now, whatever he said, the word cut into people's hearts.
但是这个时候他说的时候, 这个话就扎人的心。
The difference is with Holy Spirit or without Holy Spirit.
那不同就在于是有圣灵还是没有圣灵。
The past Wednesday night,
上个礼拜三,
we have an unprecedented number attend our prayer meeting.
我们有特别多的弟兄姊妹来参加祷告会。
I haven't seen this many people in our prayer meeting for a long, long time.
很久了,我没有看见祷告会有这么多人来。
What they come here for?
他们来做什么?
We want to pray for the coming VBS, also the church picnic.
我们是为着我们要来的聚会, 小孩子的暑期圣经学校和福音聚餐,
Of course, including we want to pray for our dear brother Lin.
当然我们也为我们亲爱的林弟兄祷告。
Of course, our sister Michelle and our brother Chao.
当然Michelle姊妹和曹弟兄。
And why everybody so eagerly to pray for?
为什么我们这么渴望要来祷告?
We want to pray that the gospel will spread. Not only we listen, we enjoy it, and that's it.
我们要祷告,不但我们听见享受这个福音,我们也愿意别人听见这个福音。
And hopefully the Lord will use us as a channel, invite so many people, they are seeking Him and they want to hear the gospel.
我们盼望我们能够成为管道, 能够把人能够听见福音。
We're going out to find out the peace of the sons of peace.
我们愿意成为平安之子。
And right here, the difference is, if we have a Holy Spirit, all this will come out. Our invitation, the way we talk will be different.
若是我们有圣灵的话, 我们所说的话就不同。
And may the Lord send down His Holy Spirit to each one of us.
但愿神把他的灵赐给我们每一个人。
So when we go out to invite people, the people will like to come.
当我们邀人的时候, 愿人能够愿意来。
I heard one of the brothers share say he invited one person and one person just rejected right away.
我听见有一个弟兄说他邀人的时候那个人马上就顶他回来。
And my heart is hurt.
我的心很受伤害。
Many times we try to preach the gospel and probably people they don't understand. They say, what are you selling for? Is that any money involved?
许多时候我们传福音的时候人会问说你们在卖什么？你们这里面有钱的交易吗？
Actually, this is the gospel. It's a free gospel to everyone.
这是福音是免费的。
And for those of you who want to receive it, just like Apostle Paul said, first is to Jewish, and then we'll go to the Gentiles.
就像保罗说,先给犹太人,然后给外邦人。
So eventually, all of us will receive this blessing.
最后我们都要得到这个祝福。
Let's continue to see our second slide.
我们来看第二大点。
In the New Testament, there are some significance about the day of the Holy Spirit was given to the believers.
在新约圣灵给信徒的这个重要。
And we know the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit sent down.
我们知道在五旬节的时候就是圣灵被降下的那一个日子。
And this is very interesting. I think the Lord is a very scientific person.
我想我们的神是很科学的神。
And He followed all the dates and all the majors.
他根据这个日子。
Do you remember the commandments? The Ten Commandments was given to the Moses and eventually to all the Israelites.
记不记得十诫被传给摩西，然后最后传给所有的以色列人？
If you study the Bible, probably you count the date after the crossing the Red Sea, about 50 days.
如果你算从犹太人过红海到他们到西乃山，大概是50天。
And here is the date as the resurrection of Christ from He was crucified to the Holy Spirit sent down.
同样的，当主被钉十字架，一直到圣灵降下，
and exactly 50 days too.
同样是50天。
And you say, what a coincidence.
你说这是巧合吗？
Not at all.
不是。
When he was crucified at the day of the Passover.
当耶稣被钉的时候，他是逾越节被钉在十字架上。
He's the Passover lamb.
他是逾越节的羔羊。
And of course we know he was buried and he was resurrected.
我们知道他被葬,然后被复活。
And later on he promised there is a comforter will come.
然后他应许过有一位保惠师会来。
Of course he ascended to heaven and after that truly comforter came.
他升入高天以后,后来的确保惠师来。
And at the day of the Pentecost.
就在五旬节。
And if you count it, that's exactly 50 days.
算一下,正是50天。
So that's why they call it Pentecost, because Pentecost in Greek name is 50.
就是为什么他们叫五旬节,就是50天。
So Lord has a schedule.
所以我们的神,他有一个时间表。
And we just, every time we come to the Lord's table, we say, Lord, you will come again, it seems that there is a question mark, we don't know when.
许多时候在主餐的时候,我们来到主面前,我们说,主啊,什么时候你会回来?
Actually, he has his own schedule.
事实上,他有他自己的时间表。
Yes, if you say he is coming again, he will come.
是的,他如果说他要回来,他一定要回来。
And we know after this 50 days, this Lord of God is going to written in our heart.
这里说到,神的律法要写在我们的心上。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
我们可以读一下哥林多后书第3章第3节。
Here it says, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the results of our ministry written not with ink but with the spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone but on the tablet of human hearts.
这里说你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
This compared to the commandment was written on the stone, on the tablets.
若是跟在那个石板上写的十诫相比，
This time the Lord is going to write on your heart.
这一次神要写是写在我们的心板上。
No longer is outside the law, but will be inside of our life.
不再是外面的律法，而是在我们里面的律。
Just like today in our Sunday school, we have so many discussions.
就像早上我们主日学的时候有讨论。
Is that doing something a lottery is right or wrong?
就在讲说买彩票是对还是错。
We don't have any cost involved. You just fill in the name and the address and maybe telephone number, hopefully not social security number. And then you just put in that box and later on probably they'll call you and say you got a lottery and you won.
就是抽奖，你不需要花钱，你就填一下你的姓名、地址放进去。如果你赢了，你就赢了。
Similarly, this is nothing wrong.
好像没有错。
And somebody probably even pray that if I got a lottery, I will give the Lord some offering.
甚至我们会祷告，如果我中奖了，我就奉献给神。
And you tell me where does the Bible say we cannot buy lottery?
你告诉我圣经里哪里说不可以抽奖。
Many times this law today is written in your heart.
今天神的律法是写在我们的心里。
Through the teaching of Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的教导。
So you know when you need to do, when you do not do it.
我们能够知道什么时候我们该不该做，
because the law of God written on our hearts.
因为神的律今天写在我们的心上。
Another thing I like to do the comparison is 3,000 people got saved.
另一点我想要比较的就是3,000个人得救。
When Holy Spirit came down and Apostle Paul, Peter, he came up to speak.So many people become a Christian.
当圣灵降下来，彼得起来说话，一下子就有许多人成了基督徒。
They received the Lord.
他们接受了主。
And they counted roughly about 300 people.
数一下大约 大约有3,000人。
When you look back at the Old Testament,
如果你看旧约的时候，
Do you know the commandment was given? How many people got killed?
你知道当时诫命下来的时候，多少人被杀了？
When Moses came down to the camp from Mount Sinai,
摩西从山上下来，来到帐篷的时候，
he was holding a commandment, which is written by God's finger.
他手里拿着两块石板，是神的指头所写的。
And he heard a voice. It seems that there is the festival or party in the camp.
他听见声音，是他们作乐的声音。
And they say, well, this is not a war, and this is not something, it's different, very different.
这不是真打仗的声音。
So when they came down, you know what happened?
你知道他下来以后什么事情发生？
Because Moses is gone 40 days, and they thought Moses probably dead or somewhere lost in the mountain.
因为摩西走了40天，他们以为摩西死了，还是到哪里去了。
So somehow they say, well, we need to build some kind of the image so we can worship.
他们就说我们来造一个像，我们可以来敬拜。
So in that is the priest Aaron, he built a golden calf.
所以亚伦就造了一个金牛犊。
So the people started to worship this golden calf.
当时的百姓就来拜这个牛犊。
They forgot about the God brought them out of Egypt, they passed the Red Sea, they all forgot.
他们忘记了那位带他们过红海的神。
You know, Moses was so angry.
你知道摩西非常的愤怒。
Even that tablet he threw it to the foot of the mountain and all crashed.
他把石板就丢在山脚下，通通粉碎。
And do you know that day how many people got killed?
你知道那一天有多少人被杀？
It's about roughly 3,000 people too.
大概就是3,000个人。
Through the Levites, the tribe, and they went out to kill in the camp.
利未的人就起来，他们就杀这些人。
So when we know God, He is a jealous God.
我们知道神是一位忌邪的神。
He wants His people only follow him and worship him.
他要他的百姓单单地敬拜他。
But when our heart is in the image or in all different stones or animals or anything that been created under the earth,
但是我们的心常常就是在这些被造出来的东西身上。
And we try to worship this kind of image.
我们就会敬拜这些像。
But the Lord say, no, I'm a jealous God.
神说不, 我是祭血的神,
I'm a holy God.
我是一个圣洁的神。
So at that time, 3,000 people got slain.
那一天, 3,000人被杀。
Relative to the Holy Spirit poured down, 3,000 people got saved.
但是圣灵降下来的时候, 3,000个人被救。
So today the Lord is still using the Holy Spirit to save His own people.
今天神借着圣灵来拯救他自己的人。
Now, the law is not on the letter. 不是一个字句的律法。
第三,下面就是今天的律法不再是字句的律法。
Today is the spirit of the law.
今天是律法的灵。
If you study law, you know how many books you need to read.
你要读律法的话, 你要读许多的书。
They need to spend so much time to read all these laws and regulations and
他们要读这些律法条例。
I have a student from Cerner. I know it's probably you have some of you are working for Cerner.
我有一个学生是在 Cerner 工作的。
And he came to my class.
他到我的课堂来。
And he decided he wanted to go to a law school.
他说他要去读法律。
And he handed me a piece of paper, want me to write a recommendation for him.
他要请我给他写推荐信。
And the first impression I had is, oh, you need to read so many books.
我第一反应就是你将要读许多的书。
Because all this law is written by men and on all the books.
因为这许多的法律都是写在条文，都是写在书上。
Just like this, the law of God is written just like a commandments and written on a book.
就像你来读神的律法，有许多的诫命在这许多书的里面。
But after the Pentecost, after the Holy Spirit got outpoured, all this become the spirit of the law.
但是当圣灵来的时候，就成为律法的灵。
And this is going to be written in our heart.
那要写在我们的心里。
Maybe we don't have to study so many years.
也许我们不用读那么多年。
Oh yes, probably we need to study this word.
哦，当然我们仍然要读神的话。
And you say, okay, this is all in the Old Testament and New Testament now. And what does that mean to me?
那你说，你又说旧约，又说新约，那对我有什么关系？
I think the Lord still using this Holy Spirit today to teach us.
今天圣灵仍然来教导我们。
And many times we like to label our Holy Spirit as it, because we don't know we need to call him he or call him she or we just call it it.
许多时候我们讲圣灵是一个东西。
But actually, it's a person.
但圣灵是一位。
When from the Bible we know the Holy Spirit has a knowledge.
我们知道圣灵有认识。也是是，yeah.
And he has a will.
他有他的意愿。
And he has a mind.
他有思想。
And he has a affection too.
他有感觉。
And sometimes probably you read a book of Acts, you see someone lying to the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传说欺哄圣灵。
And in the Hebrew, even mention about someone that insult him.
希伯来书说亵渎圣灵。
And in Ephesians, it mentioned about you can grieve Holy Spirit.
以弗所书说你叫圣灵担忧。
So it looks like it's a person.
他是一个人。
Even though we cannot see him.
我们虽然不能够看见。
But he is with us.
但是他与我们同在。
This is a promise by our Lord Jesus before he died on the cross.
主耶稣受难之前他有这样的应许。
Even though before ascension he said, wait in the Jerusalem. Don't go away. I'm going to send down this Holy Spirit.
就是在升天之前，他也应许说等候圣灵。
And indeed, it came.
真实的他来了。
Let's read John 4:24.
我们读约翰福音四章四节。
John 16, excuse me. John 16:7-13.
约翰福音十六章第七到十三节，
John 16, we'll read from 7 through 13.
约翰福音十六章第七到十三节。
I'll read to you.
我来念。
But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears and what He tells you.What is yet to come, He will bring glory to me by talking from that is mine and making it known to you.
十六章第七节。
Okay. I just read from 13 through 15. Then you go back to number 6. Okay. Number 7. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away.Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in him. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this worldnow stands condemned. And verse 12 too. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. Okay.
第七节说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So here we understand when we have the Holy SpiritAnd the saved will be comforted.
所以我们知道，当圣灵来，得救的人就会被安慰。
For all of us, we heard the bad news, and will be comforted.
所以我们都听见，我们听见坏消息的时候，我们会被安慰。
Because we know the Lord has His own better plan.
我们知道神有更好的计划。
To each one of us.
对着我们每一个人。
And when we preach the gospel and the lost one, probably they don't understand, but with Holy Spirit, we know the lost will be convicted.
当我们传给还没有相信的人，这些迷失的人，他们会有确信。
Because He's our helper, He's our comforter, He will teach us the truth.
因为他是我们的帮助者，他是我们的安保惠师。
Of course, when we read the Bible, we don't understand, the truth will be conveyed through Him.
当我们读圣经，我们不明白真理的时候，他会把真理来告诉我们。
Just like recently, I met the elder lady, and she said she was so proud. In the past, she went to so many big churches in LA and the East Coast, Connecticut, the area.
就像我最近碰到一个姊妹，她说她去过许多教会，西岸的、东岸的大的教会。
And he said those preachers are excellent. Every time they preach, touch her heart.
她说那些牧师传道的人的信息非常好，每一次她去，她心里面都被摸到。
And every time she liked to mention those big speakers.
那她常常提到许多很有名的讲员。
But gradually, she sends If one pastor left and a new pastor came, he feels some lost.
后来有一个牧师离开，另外一个新的牧师来，他就觉得有点失落。
And every time they need to follow their daughter, move around from East Coast to West Coast, and finally here, they are moved to the Missouri.
后来最后他们跟着女儿的关系就搬到了密苏里来。
And she said she doesn't know which church she should go to anymore.
他说他不知道他要去哪一个教会。
And right now she shared with me and said, I read Bible. In the past, I need to totally rely on the pastor or the preacher.
那现在他说我现在读圣经，以前我完全是靠着那个传道人。
But right now, every word from the Bible seems to just jump out.
但是今天我读圣经的时候，好像每一个字都是跳出来的。
And it seems to just speak to me.
好像就是对着我讲。
I say, wonderful, this is the Holy Spirit teaching you directly.
我说太好了，这是圣灵直接在教导你。
So with the Holy Spirit, the truth will be conveyed.
圣灵来就把真理传达给我们。
Have you been convicted?
你有没有心里确信？
Have you sometimes you sense a step of sorrow in your action?
你有没有？
你的行为让你觉得说心里面有一点不安？
有没有觉得不安？
And have you touched by the Holy Spirit?
你有没有被圣灵摸到？
Have you understand the new truth?
你明白真理吗？
Have you seen the all principle become a new way to you?
你有没有看见所有的原则都成为一个新的道路？
And when you read Bible, you will say, aha, I understand now.
你读圣经说，你说啊，我明白了。
This is from the Holy Spirit.
这是从圣灵来的。
So if we let him work on you and me,
圣灵跟你我有关。
If you, I certainly believe the coming VBS and the church picnic, including our brother and sister, they are suffering from all the diseases.
我相信将来要来的，就要来的暑期学校，还有福音野餐。 还有我们弟兄姊妹今天也许在苦难的当中。
We all will be healed and we will have an answer and gospel will reach out.
相信我们都要被医治，我们会得着答案，福音要被传开。
And this is because the Holy Spirit already outpoured from above.
因为圣灵已经被浇灌下来。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for through the Pentecost day, you sent down, you poured out the Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢你五旬节的时候，你浇灌下圣灵来。
And your word become vivid to each one of us.
你的工作在我们每一个人面前是鲜明的。
When we preach the gospel, you will go ahead of us.
当我们传福音的时候，你要在我们的前头。
You will touch and change a person's heart first.
你要摸到来改变人的心先。
So when we say something for you, they will understand and they will receive it.
当我们说的时候，人能够明白，能够接受。
When we study the Bible, and we will have an answer, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要得着答案，圣灵要向我们说话。
When we don't understand why the Lord's servant will have this kind of the disease, we'll be comforted.
不能够明白神的仆人为什么会生病，我们要得到安慰。
Because through the Holy Spirit, you taught us all the heart desire of God.
因为借着圣灵，要把神一切的心意来告诉我们。
Lord, we thank you for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你浇灌圣灵下来。
Lord, we all need this Holy Spirit.
我们都需要这个灵。
Every day of our life.
在每一天生活的里面。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.